book of James emphasizes Christian faith. Who are Christians? We are Christians. So we need to pursue this kind of faith. So what kinds of faith James talk about? Let's turn to James chapter 2. James chapter 2, verse 22. James chapter 2, verse 22. Do you see that faith was working together with his works? And by works, faith was made perfect. This is the faith which James emphasized. Our faith is working together with our works. So, what are the works which James mentioned? The faith endures trials. The faith overcomes temptations. The faith obeys the word. The faith removes discrimination. The faith controls the tongue. The faith produces wisdom. And tonight, we are going to study faith produces humility. Faith produces dependence on God. First, I would like to make a conclusion concerning last night we have studied. The wisdom and the grace of God enable you to control the tongue. The wisdom and grace of God will enable you also to control all your actions. So the wisdom and the grace of God will enable us to control our tongue. According to James chapter 3, if we could control our tongue, we also can control our body, our whole body. For this reason, if we can control our tongue, then we will be a perfect person. Let's turn to James chapter 4. James chapter 4. Where do wars and the fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? Many times we have great struggles in us. Here, James, he points out why, what's the reason. Because of our desire for pleasure, so the world in our members. We have mentioned the source of temptations. The original temptations come from our sinful nature, our sinful desire. The wars, the fights among us is also because of our desires for pleasure. Verse 2, you lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have. Because you do not ask. Even we long for the desire for pleasure, but actually, we cannot get peace when we enjoy the desire for pleasure. We cannot truly enjoy when we try to satisfy our desire for pleasure. Verse 2, the last sentence, James says, you do not ask. Verse 3, you ask and do not receive, because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. Some people might reply, I do ask. I do pray. I make many prayers. But the problem is here, James pointed out. Because people only want to spend it on on their pleasures. Verse 4. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. We already say we are the children of God. Yes, by God's grace, by the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ, we restore our sonship. Through the water baptism, we become the children of God. But unfortunately, because of our lifestyle, eventually, many times, we are enemies of God. Just like here, James pointed out. Because we want to fulfill our desire or pleasure. Where is the pleasure come from? Come from this world. We try to satisfy our lust of body, our lust of eyes, our pride. All of this belong to the world. All of this come from world. We would like to make a friend with this world. Sometimes we know, sometimes we don't realize, but actually, this world is our good friend, even our best friend. We continue, keep saying, I'm the children of God, but our real life is the enemy of God. James, he pointed out, no, you are not children of God. You are God's enemy because you make a friend with this world. Verse 5. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain? The scripture who the words, the spirit who the words in us yearns jealously. Verse 5. James point out one issue. By the mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, according to Jesus' prayer, the Holy Spirit came upon to us. The Holy Spirit is a general gift. I use the term general. It means everyone can have this gift. Some gift is special gift. It's not necessary. Everyone can have that gift. But the promised Holy Spirit is a common gift. It's a general gift. It means everyone can receive the promised Holy Spirit. We know the Holy Spirit has many functions. The Holy Spirit will help us. So here, say the Spirit who was in us yearns jealously. When we make friends with this world, the Spirit, the world in us, feels sorrow, sigh for us, try to move us. But many times, because we love this world so much, because our desire has pressure so strong, so we reject the movement of the Holy Spirit. We reject the instruction of Holy Spirit. For this reason, I always emphasize what's the meaning. I have received the Holy Spirit. Not only just speak in tongues. Furthermore, submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit. Listen the voice of the Holy Spirit. It's not use your physical ear to hear. Use your inner ear to hear. As long as we humble ourselves, we cannot hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Because we cannot hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, so we keep loving this world. So actually, the Holy Spirit works in us. But we are too stubborn. We insist our own way. Even you still young, but the human is human. We would like the desire for pleasure. Verse 6, but he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Why do we, children of God, become the enemies of God? Because our mentality, because our human nature, we are not easy to humble. Obey the parents, obey the teachings of God. This is not automatically. It's not necessary you are born obey your parents. No. You need to train yourself. You need to ask yourself to obey your parents. It's not necessary after you become Christian, automatically you obey the teachings of God. No. You have sinful nature in you. So you need to ask yourself. You need to pray. I want to submit ourselves to the teachings of God, to the Holy Spirit. I want to be a humble person. So here, God resists the proud, but give grace to the humble. If we say, I have faith, it means I am a humble person. This is one of the words James emphasized, to be humble. Verse 7, therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. The first level our sinful desire. The second level, the work of evil, Satan. Usually, we leave room for Satan because we allow our sinful nature control, dominion our body. So, when we follow our sinful nature to live, and then it means we leave room for Satan to work. So here, James say, submit to God. We know the Holy Spirit is God Himself. So submit to Holy Spirit. We spend time here for prayer. One of our goals, listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Not physical sound, the spiritual sound. If you humble yourself in your prayer, in your class, in your sharing, in your Bible reading, you will hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. And when he heard the voice of the Holy Spirit, you should take actions, submit yourself to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. That's for your good. For God, God is so mighty. Could you imagine? You take a cup of water from ocean. The ocean did not have any change. You pour one bucket of water into the ocean. It seems nothing. So no matter how good you are, how bad you are, God's dear God, you cannot influence a little bit to God. So when we submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit, we get the benefit. We get the blessings. God so loved us. Not only do He want us to restore our sonship, He also wants us to have a beautiful life, successful life. So He sent the Holy Spirit to help us, to guide us. Verse 8. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. This epistle is written to the believers. How could a believer still sinner? How could a believer still double-minded? Unfortunately, in that time, this is real. Unfortunately, this is also real in our day. Even we say, I'm the children of God. Lord Jesus Christ, His precious blood has washed away our sin. But unfortunately, our lifestyle is not like a children of God. In the standard of the Bible, we still a sinner. God so loved us, so He gave us His begotten Son, died for us on the cross. So whoever believes in Him will not perish, have the eternal life. But we cannot love God wholeheartedly. We have double-minded always. for this reason, this is human's bad nature. This is always we needed to face, we needed to deal with. The history is also like a mirror. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 10. Hear the words of the law, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear to the law of our God, you people of Gomorrah. Actually, this is talking about the officers of Israel. Actually, here talk about the chosen people. But here, prophet used this term, rulers of Sodom, people of Gomorrah. How come the chosen people become the people of Sodom and Gomorrah? Are they Abraham's descendants? Yes, they were Abraham's descendants. But how come they are people of Sodom and Gomorrah? Because their lifestyle. They did not follow the teachings of God. So in God's eyesight, their life the same with the people in Sodom and Gomorrah. Unfortunately, many times, our lifestyle in God's eyesight, just like the people in this world. So even this Bible is an old book, but always can pinpoint our shortcoming, our human nature. So may the Holy Spirit guide us into the truth, into the Bible, so we can be wakened up. So verse 8, God loves us. So if we draw near to God, yes, He will draw near to us. How could we draw near to God? Cleanse our hands. Our hands present our deeds, our behavior. Purify our hearts. We should not have double-minded. We should not have two masters. Yes, you can have two master degree. Even three master degree, that's good for you. But in our life, we cannot have two master. Only one master, only one Lord, only one Heavenly Father. Purify our heart. Our heart related to our deeds. What's concept, what thought in your mind and your behavior will according to your mind. Even sometimes you can pretend, but that's just temporary. At the end, your behavior is according to your thinking. Verse 9, lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. James loved brother and sister so much. He hoped they have happy life. They laughed, they joy. But for their eternal good, James told them, change. You should mourn for your iniquity. You should weep for your wrongdoing. You should weep for your weakness. And the same token, after we study the book of James, in our prayer, sincerely, we examine ourselves. Even our life, still very simple. But we live in this kind of generation, society. There are so many pollutions. The wrong concept, the information against God's teaching, so on and so forth. We are polluted. So we need an exam. And we need to do according to verse 9. And then we will have hope. Because our God is so good. Our God is a merciful God. As long as we make a determination, we want to return, His love, His power, His spirit will help us to deliver us from the wrong way. So verse 10, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. This is what we want. We want God to lift us up. Just like the eagle fly on the high sky. Not like the chicken only can live in the ground, cannot fly. We are eagle, fly on the high sky. Build a nest in the cliff, high mountain. Our eyesight is so wide. But the key is humble ourselves. He will lift us up. 11. Do not speak evil of one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of a brother and judge his brother, speak evil of the law and judge the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. Our mouth, our tongue, is still the concern of James. Even he had mentioned in chapter 1, especially chapter 3. Here, he wants to emphasize it again. Do not speak evil of one another. Do you remember I had mentioned yesterday, in our conversation, we cannot avoid to speak others' business, right? I have mentioned James is not one us keep quiet, shut up. No, we need to have good communication. We need to speak to each other. We need to have fellowship. We cannot avoid. Do not speak others' business. But how could we control our tongue? When we want to speak others' business, we should say it carefully. Especially, we would like to talk about people's so-called private issue, secret issue. Let me tell you something. Nobody knows. You are my good friend. So I tell you, Mary, John, Tom. No. Before you want to tell your friend, you should think about it first and be careful. Careful to talk about others' business. Don't talk others' privacy. Don't talk about others' pain. We are brothers and sisters. Don't put salt in brothers and sisters' wound. Here, James say, don't criticize. How serious if we criticize? Here, James say, actually, in God's standard, in God's eyesight, you criticize the law. You criticize who make the law? God. If we criticize our brothers and sisters, we are criticizing Heavenly Father. We criticize the law. Yes, no one is perfect. I might do something wrong. You might do something wrong. Because of love, we need to help each other. Because of love, we need to correct each other. That is good. Through our love. If you want to say, because of love, I believe, you will be careful. What you say will indeed benefit, edify your brothers and sisters. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge an other? So who are you? You criticize your brothers and sisters. Don't you dare the Almighty God. He will say, the Almighty God able to save and to destroy. We have received the salvation. So we should be saved. Don't let our name take away from the book of life. So, James chapter 4, from verse 1 to verse 12. Faith produces humility. How could we become a humble person? Chapter 4, verse 1 to verse 3. We should avoid strife. What kinds of strife? The strife in us. Don't just follow our evil desire. Don't just put our effort to satisfy our sinful desire. The life governed by desire or pleasure will have no real satisfaction consisting of true peace, full contentment, and solid joy. If we try to satisfy our sinful desire, yes, we might have temporary exciting, Exciting, not necessary, happy. Exciting, not necessary, joy. Exciting is kind of strong emotion, feeling. That is temporary. The fear issue is the result. The result. The result might let you painful, even painful for whole life. How could we use temporary to change whole life? No way. But if we don't pay attention, we're just like this kind of foolish person. Use temporary, exciting, to exchange our eternal, our whole life's peace and joy. It's not worthy. We should be a wise person. Faith produces why? Wisdom. So we need to ask God to increase this kind of Christian faith. How could we be humble person? James chapter 4, verse 4 and 5. Avoid worldliness. Don't make friends with this world. Friend with this world is unfaithful to God. Let's turn back to James chapter 4, verse 5. Here mentioned the spirit full the world in us, yearns jealously. Actually, jealously, this term, it's talking about husband and wife within the marriage. They're saying, say, within the husband and wife, just like your eyes could not endure one tiny sin. How small the sin is. Very tiny. So small. Have you ever some tiny things in your eyes? You cannot bear it. Shed the tear. You need to take it away. The relationship between husband and wife, just like this, could not bear a tiny scent in it. This is also talk about our relationship with God. How could we have covenant with God and then we still have good friends with this world? We still have friendship with this sinful world. Here I mentioned the world is not the Yosemite. It's not the Great Canyon. That is a wonderful God create the wonderful thing for our to enjoy. The world. I believe you know the meaning of the world here. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, 16, 17. So we have the covenant with God, just like the marriage covenant. So we are Christian. We live in the world, but not to conform to the world. So yes, we have battle in our daily life, inwardly as well as outwardly. But by God's grace, yes, we can make it. We can be a winner. We are not a loser. We are the winner. How could we be a humble person? James chapter 4, verse 6 to 10 tell us, avoid not being in subjection to God. We need to submit to God, submit to the Holy Spirit, submit to the teachings of Bible. And on the other hand, we resist devil. How could we resist devil? Because we control our sinful nature. We put our sinful nature to death. We subdued our sinful nature. How could it be? Number one, we use the word of God. So for this reason, at this time, we spend 7 hours to study how benefit the words of the Holy Bible, and how do we read Holy Bible. I provide you a chart, 3 years, read the Bible one time. I hope you do it. It's not for my good, it's for your good. So use God's words to resist the devil. Number two, have strong faith. Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5. Verse 9. Resist him, stay fast in faith, knowing that the same suffering are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Here say, stay fast in faith, so we can resist the devil. So one of the purpose we are here, not only just study the Bible, but also through our prayer, ask God increase our faith. Without the faith, we could not resist the devil. Number three, put the full armors on us. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. Don't give praise to devil. Don't give praise to the devil. I have mentioned, if we indulge our sinful nature, we are leaving the room for the devil. So here say, don't give praise to the devil. How could we make it? We subdue our sinful nature. And then there is no room for the devil. How could we subdue our sinful nature? Through our prayer. And also put the full armor on us. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So put on the whole armor of God. So why do we here? We are here to equip ourselves so we can overcome our sinful desire. So there is no room for the devil. So no matter how powerful the devil is, the devil cannot do anything on us because there is no room for the devil. And our mind, our heart is very important. So we need to purify our heart. We should not have double-minded heart. How could it be? Let's turn to Psalms 139. Psalm 139. Psalm 139. Psalm 139, verse 1. Lord, you have searched me and know me. Verse 2. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. 3. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. 4. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. Even sometimes we can deceive ourselves. We can deceive ourselves. If you would like to do something, you can find 100 reasons to do it. If you don't want to do something, you also can find 100 reasons you don't want to do it. So we are easy to deceive ourselves. But God, He has said, He understands our thought afar off. So if we want to purify our heart, we need a God to help us. Verse 23. Psalm 139, verse 23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. 24. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. We should ask God to search us, because God know our heart. Verse 24 says, see if there is any wicked way in me. It's not necessary. We have walked in the wrong way. before we walk in the wrong way, there are some wrong motivations, concepts, intentions have in our mind already. Even you, we do not know. Because we are easy to cheat ourselves. We can find many reasons, many beautiful reasons, reasonable reasons to deceive ourselves. But only God knows. So sometimes you might ask, preacher, how long is enough for my prayer? How long is enough for my prayer? Half hour, 1 hour, 15 minutes? Give you a reference. If you have any kind of struggle in your life, in your mind, if you have any anxieties in your life, yes, this is the time you need to pray. You struggle, you don't know how to do it, you cannot find what's wrong with me. Because in my very inner wrong thinking, motivation in you. So in your prayer, until that wrong idea, that wrong thinking floating, that's not good enough. Keep praying until that wrong thinking, wrong concepts, wrong idea vapor out. Once my job is recycle the gold. The final process, melt the metal. The pure gold, the gravity is the heavier, so the pure gold deposit. The other metal, copper, silver, they were floating. And you can see in the face, they have a very tiny just like the tiny than this, floating above. And you keep heated. And finally, this tiny, the薄膜, tiny layer, thin layer. Until the thin layer disappear. And then that's good enough. So you turn off the heat, and will cool down, and you will have the 99.999%. Pure gold, so beautiful. Yes, indeed, so beautiful. Especially now, the price of gold is so high. So in the same token, your prayer should up to this. That is good enough. The thinner layer disappear. You are good. You only have a little bit not good enough. I'm so very thin. So you put a little bit effort, I believe that thin layer will disappear. Let's sing him 236.